Hour number two of the VGK Insider Show. Chris Chapman filling in for both Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace. Of course, we had Darren Millard in that first segment. Good to hear his voice again. Of course, we got a little tease on Monday when we played Tomáš Hertl from Nighttime at Noon, which, of course, you can catch every Monday at noon right here on this station, Fox Sports Las Vegas. And Golden Knights with a big, big win last night. Get the 2 points against the Seattle Kraken in overtime. Jack Eichel with, I would say, a season-defining goal for him. I mean, certainly in the discussion of some of the biggest goals that he scored this season. Jonathan Marchessault adds two more to his slate. And William Karlsson adds one as well. A much-needed response by William Karlsson. Got the Golden Knights back into that one. But being joined now, I'm at the Golden Circle here at the TI, looking around the sports book. Got tons of college basketball on. But back in our Fox Sports Las Vegas studios is Jesus Lopez. Now, Jesus has been on the show a couple times, but he is the Spanish voice of the Golden Knights, and you can catch him if you so choose. And, Jesus, thanks for jumping on short notice, man. How are you today?
Hey, thank you for having me, Chris. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm excited of how the Vegas Golden Knights are going to close up the season because of what we saw in the last two games. That's Vegas Golden Knights' work.
Yeah, now unfortunately, you're preempted today because you've got Messi on your station, but it gives you time to jump on with me, so I'm happy about that. But what did you think of the moves that the Golden Knights made at the deadline? And I want to take it a step further. And how do you think that this team somehow every year goes out and just outworks every other team in the league to get better?
Well, I believe, first of all, Bill Foley is not afraid of spending money. He showed up. He shows that long ago. And as far as the new players, I believe they did very intelligent picks. That's for sure. That's exactly what we needed. Noah Hanifin, Anthony Mantha, Tomáš Hertl. Those are players that we really needed right now. And I believe they're very happy to be, you know, joining the Vegas Golden Knights. It's you know, something that they cannot hide, Chris. When they interview these players for the first time, they cannot hide the happiness of being in Las Vegas, Chris. And that is a very good thing.
It's really special what they've built here in 7 years because I've already seen Tomáš Hertl out and about at a steakhouse here in town, so he's already indulging in some of the finer things. And for a guy like that to come from San Jose and look, San Jose is a very nice place, the Bay Area, a lot of scenery, some great institutions of higher learning, but it's expensive, and taxes are through the roof.
Yes, they are.
So for a guy like that to come here and all of a sudden he's going to be getting a lot more in his paycheck, I think it's a really big selling point for the Golden Knights to be able to tell these guys, hey, look, you're leaving this place where you're paying this percentage of taxes and you're coming here where you're not paying estate tax at all. It's a huge sell, and you know, you mentioned these guys are really happy to come here, and Tomáš Hertl looks like he's already really starting to take enjoyment in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you can see Hanifin is really worth it what they're paying for him, you know, because he's very intelligent. When he gets the puck from behind the net, every time that he touches the puck forward, it's a very intelligent pass, and you can see it. And that is something that we really needed at this time. And also, Mantha, I'm sure that he's going to be growing and growing on his game. And when Tomáš Hertl, you know, gets to be on the ice, I think we're going to see very interesting things about the Vegas Golden Knights. Last night game, Chris, was a very, very Vegas Golden Knights game. I mean, because that is the reason why everybody wants to broadcast the Vegas Golden Knights game, because they're nothing but entertaining. It's a lot of they're full of amazing plays, you know, And also you have the show of Aiden Hill, the kind of saves that he does, and how the team, you know, when they get to work, like the way Marchessault has been playing, you know, a hat trick, and then now two more goals last night, and the way Jack Eichel, that's another thing. He appears exactly when he's needed. And last night, he was the savior. I mean, not only because of the quality of the goal that he scored to win the game, but he's been all over, you know. And you can see sometimes frustration on Jack Eichel's face for not being able to score. But, oh, boy, man, he gives excellent passes. And the boys are on fire. And the willing, you know, to win shows in every single play. I mean, Drofeev, that was a hell of a goal last night, you know, the way he did it. Nobody was expecting that. Even the goalie was like, what the hell happened, you know? So I believe we have a great team on the upper management of the Vegas Golden Knights. Kelly McGrimmon, George McPhee, I mean, respects to those guys because they know what they're doing. And Vegas Golden Knights is just becoming a great institution on sports, Chris. I mean, and on the Hispanic side, the willing to support the Vegas Golden Knights is just growing and growing and growing. And everywhere you go, Chris, you go to a Mexican supermarket and everybody's wearing something for the Vegas Golden Knights. A hat, a t-shirt, something. I mean, that identifies the Vegas Golden Knights. And they love the team, you know, and that's why I give 100% every night that I am on air, you know, broadcasting the local games, the home games. I just give the best I got, you know, because people really, really enjoy this team. They love the team.
Yeah, Jesus Lopez with us. He is, of course, the Spanish voice of the Golden Knights, has been since year one. And, you know, as the team has grown, you have grown as a broadcaster as well. And obviously last year just a career-defining moment for you. But, you know, you're right, because I like to go into the Spanish supermarkets or the Latino supermarkets, and because I enjoy all sorts of food. And every time, there's one that's not too far from my house, and every time I go in there, they either have Golden Knights stuff on the walls or I see people walking around in Golden Knights jerseys. So how has the success of the team helped grow the sport within the Latin community here in town? And do you believe that maybe the success would not be as great if the team had not started out and played so well?
I think the magical connection that the team made, not only with the Hispanic side, but, you know, the whole city, Chris, it's because the first professional game of the Vegas Golden Knights happened on October the 10th, 9 days after the shooting at the Mandalay Bay. So it created it healed the city, you know. It created medicine for the Vegas population, and it brought everyone together, like nothing. You know, it was a magical connection. On top of that, you have this amazing first year, going all the way to a Stanley Cup. Regrettably, we lost it to the Washington Capitals, but it was a magical moment when Derek Engeland said, you know, we are Vegas strong. And they did nothing but honor all those first responders through the whole year and the next year. And very few teams can, tell a story like that, you know, made that kind of connection. They really cared. To me, Chris, it's been easy because I have Dan Duva. I call Dan Duva El Maestro because every time that I have a question, I go to Dan Duva, and he's more than willing, you know, to help me on any questions that I have. The same with Shane Idy or Dave Gocher or Gary Lawless. It's a great team, and even the upper management, you know, when they see me walking inside the arena, everything okay, Jesus? Do you need something, Jesus? That's really cool, man. That's caring. And that's what the Vegas Golden Knights is about, on every single matter that involves the team. So I couldn't ask for a better, chance. And also, Chris, you know that I got to lift up the Stanley Cup in the middle of the rink, and then I got the ring. And that was really, really surprising for me. You know, getting that ring was when I showed it to my son, he started to cry. It's that powerful moment, man. It was, I really thank God for putting me to work with the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't know any other way to put it, you know. Very lucky. I feel very lucky.
Yeah, Jesus Lopez joining us. He is the Spanish voice of the Golden Knights. And, you know, one of the things that stood out to me was you were on the van or the bus with Ryan Wallace.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, you
yes.
two guys came in at the same time, obviously same time as the team. And, you know, you guys both grew into this role to where you are who you are today, in large part because of the team. But as a father, seeing how proud your son was of you at the parade, as a father, I got emotional watching that because it's special. And, you know, obviously fathers who are driving around listening, they can appreciate, you know, how proud their sons and daughters are of them. But like I told Ryan, you know, that ring is you're going to wear that the day your son gets married. Ryan's going to wear that down the aisle when he gives his daughter away. Like, it's earned by you guys, and I couldn't be more proud of you as well, you and him, because you guys both absolutely killed it all season, and you guys earned it. But something you said that really resonated with me was you talked about how the team has not just done a lot for the Latin community, but they brought the entire city together.
Yes.
And we have such a diverse population in Las Vegas. We
yeah.
have a very large Asian population, a very large Black African-American population, a massive Latino population. And one of the things that makes me proud of not only the team, but the city, is when I am up in the press box and they're showing faces in the crowd, I see a reflection of our city in the stands. It's not just white people. It's everybody.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah.
together and enjoying our team in our city that does such an incredible job of representing us. And you're right. They brought this entire community together. They helped yeah. us heal following the shooting on October 1st. So how proud are you of when you see the faces in the crowd and how representative of our city it is?
Very proud. I mean, it's an honor, you know, and especially when somebody, you know, stop you for a picture or for a photograph or a selfie or something, and you feel, you know, it's an amazing feeling. You know, when we were at the parade, first of all, thanks to Ryan Wallace, because he's been there for me also, you know, every single time that I ask him something. And I'm also a fan of Ryan, you know, after every game, I always listen to Ryan because I learn a lot from him. But as far as, you know, the comment that you did on my son, I couldn't hear what he was saying. You know, he was far away, and I was just waving the Mexican flag to him, and I couldn't hear what he was saying. And when he sent me the video and I heard, you know, what he was yelling, I thought, because you know my story, Chris, you know that I have to leave Mexico because of one of the cartels that targeted my family. And at that moment when I was listening the video that my son sent me, I thought, this is payback, you know. Now I'm even with my life. If he is this proud, I'm even. Thank God, you know. I have no more regrets, no more grouches on what happened to me in 2009. That was the feeling that I got, you know. And of course I was very emotional. I was crying. And then when we walked out of the bus, William Carlson comes over and he says, "Where are you going with that bottle?" And I go, "I'm going to go take this bottle to my sisters because they're outside waiting for me." No. "Let's drink that together." So I was drinking with William Carlson. Man. But hey, it took only two times to finish that bottle, and he was so happy. I was very happy. And I show him the video. I show William Carlson the video that my son sent me, and he was crying. He was crying, Chris. And he said, "Give me your phone. I want to record something for your son." And he sent him a video message to my son. Just imagine what my son, you know, thought of that. And There was a lot of emotions involved, and then I was with Ryan at the same bus, and I was shooting pictures of him. He was shooting pictures of me, videos and everything. We were spraying people with the champagne from top of the bus, you know, and people, they opened the mouth like, hey, right here, you know, so targeting their mouths, and no. It was a lot of fun, and throwing pucks and all these beads, collars, and it was so much fun. I mean, the best moment of my life, personally, yes, that was it. When I got to lift out the Stanley Cup in the middle of the rink, I remember that I told Herbert Castro, you know, the color guy, you know what? I'm not going to miss this opportunity because back-to-back is not very easy, so I'm going to go to the rink. And I need a picture near the Stanley Cup. So when I was walking, Claudia was with me, Claudia from NHL.com/ES.
Yes.
She was with me and when I got close to the Stanley Cup, the guy looked at me and he offered me the cup. And I go, yeah, of course. So I grabbed the cup. I just made sure that I wasn't going to fall because of the weight. And I just lift it up and I say, Campeones de la Copa Stanley, Las Vegas Golden Knights, go Knights, go. And that's there's nothing better than that. It doesn't get any better than that, Chris. So I love the team. I love the people who handles the team. And I really thank especially, you know, Tony Bonici, because he was the one who believed in me. When he gave me the chance, he asked me several times, Jesus, this is the NHL. This is no joke. Are you sure you can do this? You know, because I didn't know anything about hockey until that moment.
Yeah, he used to tell me that you learned hockey from Goofy cartoon.
Well, I wanted to know the pace of hockey because every single sport has its own pace.
Yes.
You know, its own soul. So I was looking for references about hockey, but everything that I found, I found just a couple of videos, you know, in Spanish, but that was not the pace of hockey. It has a very special pace. It takes me 320 to 350 words per minute, Chris, to do the proper play-by-play. You know, to do the position, possession, direction, defense, and attack. When you do it on radio, I mean, now I can have a cup of coffee doing soccer, Chris. Hockey is so demanding. Within 4 seconds, you have the puck on the other side of the rink. And if it wasn't an icing, there's play. And when the puck is behind the net and describing what it is, you know, who is where, it takes a lot of words, you know. And thank God Spanish is a language that you can speak very fast with. But it was a challenge at the beginning. So what I found on internet in Spanish for hockey didn't match the pace. And all of a sudden, this goofy cartoon that is called Hockey Homicide from 1956. So this Colombian guy did the translation to Spanish, but he had the right pace for hockey.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how am I going to do it, you know? So I added all these, you know, spicy Mexican things that we use on the soccer broadcast. People liked it. I was very lucky that people liked it, and I can improve by listening, you know, to Dave, by listening all of the facts that Ryan Wallace talks about after every game. You improve on your knowledge how to accommodate a lot of different things, because I went through the anthropological side of the investigation to see where he was born, how hockey was born in the northern territories of Canada, how the Eskimo people were playing with bones and petrified cow, you know. I don't know how to say it in English, but, well, they were, for entertaining, that's how they got the idea of hockey, and they started to make it like an entertainment thing for them, too, and then skates started to develop, and those bones became canes, and eventually those sticks that we know now. So I read the whole story, the whole history of hockey, how it began, the six original teams, because I told Dan Duva, I don't want to open the mic and look ignorant on this. So tell me a couple of good movies that I can, you know, improve my knowledge with in a good book. And we recommended me a few, so I started to read and get acquainted with the rules. The rules are very similar to soccer. You are a soccer fan too, Chris.
Oh yeah.
The rules are very similar to soccer, and and just put everything together, you know, and frame statistics and now you can even, when I'm doing the play-by-play, I can even predict what's going to happen before two or three passes just by looking at the formation on the team, how they display an attack, how they display the defense, and when the puck is behind the net, that's something that experience gives you, right? And to do it better every time. And now it just flows very comfortably on the play-by-play. So, but I still, you know, I always listen to our guys, especially Dave Gocher. That guy is amazing, man. Not only as a play-by-play guy, but as a person, Dave Gocher is an amazing person. And it's easy to learn when there's the will to teach, right? When there is the will to cooperate, I love that.
Yeah, Jesus Lopez, and I could talk to you all day. Obviously, we can't do that, but. Before I let you go, you mentioned soccer a couple times.
Yeah.
Big game tonight in Mexico. in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, your side, Chivas.
Chivas from Guadalajara, yes.
Vanessa fist pumps. She's a big Chivas fan. They're playing Club America tonight, but they trail 3-0 on aggregate. So are they going to turn this around and win it tonight?
No. I mean, let's be honest. That cannot be done. Not with the coach that we have. It's not going to happen because this person doesn't understand the value of a Clásico, you know. So, no, it's not going to happen. I'm sure.
Pachuca looked pretty good last night.
I beg your pardon? Oh, yeah, they did. They did. Yeah. I mean, big time. What was it, 7-8-0, something like that?
I think it was 6-0, yeah.
No. It's it was very – the first game was really, really close. I mean, it was tied to 0, but – last night they did the job, and I just hope for Chivas not to get many goals, you know.
Yeah,
that'll be good. But America is playing very well, you know. They're very they know each other very well, and I believe Chivas needs not only different kind of players, but somebody that loves that shirt, you know. And they don't work with that; they just keep buying and selling players from all over Mexico, and a player needs to feel the jersey, and they don't do that. I mean, there's no honor in that. They don't know what that honor means. What that the history behind Chivas, which is the biggest club in Mexico, is not supported by what's going on right now on the field. It's a joke. So we need to improve a lot, and we need also a new owner, because that guy wants to be a movie maker. He doesn't want to be the owner of Chivas. He inherited the team, so he doesn't know better, and we need a new owner.
Well, something we don't need in Las Vegas. So
No, not at all. No. We got the best.
Yep. Jesus, thank you so much for jumping on with me, man. You know I love and respect you, man, and I love talking
likewise.
With you. So,
likewise.
All right, buddy. Thank have a great night, and go home and enjoy your soccer match.
Let me tell you something. This is how it sounds, Chris. Y sale Shay Theodore a toda velocidad por derecha, saca el pase en diagonal para Marchersault. Apunta, dispara, gol! Go, Knights, go!
Jesus Lopez, Spanish voice of the Vegas Golden Knights. Thanks for jumping on, and we gotta fly one-timers on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights. Or, I'm sorry, you listen to the VGK Insider Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Carlson left corner, centered, one-timer, score!
It's time for One-Timers. One-timers. A quick look at news and notes from around the National Hockey League. Brought to you by Paul Padilaw. It's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
One-Timers brought to you by Paul Padilaw. Not about the injury, it's about the recovery. Chris Chapman out here at the Golden Circle Sportsbook at the TI, and this place is getting more and more people walking in. I see a couple people walking around in New Mexico shirts, and I think I see some Aztec fans over there. Of course, Mountain West Conference tournament in town. Also, we got the Pac-12 tournament in town right now at T-Mobile Arena. So Stanford and Cal getting ready to tip off right down the road from me. But this is a hockey show. Not going to spend too much time talking college basketball. And a little bit of news came out of Calgary yesterday. Their second-round pick in the 2022 draft, Tapi Rauni, he was sentenced to 1 year in prison. It's a suspended sentence, but for this in his native Finland, for a rape that occurred when he was a minor. Rauni was given a 1 year suspended sentence by the District Court of Helsinki. His Finnish Elite League team announced Tuesday. The team, Tappara Tampere, said it has terminated his contract. Well, the Flames also drop him. They drafted him 59th overall in the 2022 NHL draft. He apologized in a statement on Tappara Tampere's website. He was charged in October. His Finnish team said at the time he would step away from the team during that. The incident occurred in 2021, and details of the allegations against Rauni were not known because the case documents were sealed. So Flames doing the right thing here. Player convicted of a sexual assault, rape, should not have the opportunity to play in the NHL, and Rauni, it appears he will not have the opportunity to play in the NHL. Game with playoff implications tonight, and one that maybe you're watching. If you're sitting at home listening to me, maybe you've got the television on. The St. Louis Blues, who are not too far behind the Golden Knights in the playoff standings right now, they are taking on the LA Kings in St. Louis. And when we look at the standings, game does have some implications for Vegas, because Golden Knights are even with the Kings on points at 77. This would be LA's 65th game, which would equal what the Golden Knights are also at. Game number 66 for St. Louis. They are 8 points behind the Golden Knights, but right now the Blues leading the Kings by a score of 2-0. They are in the second period there. That game, of course, on TNT. Another game with some implications for the Golden Knights. Nashville Predators, they are ahead of the Golden Knights in the standings by 1 point. However, this would be game 67. So when this one concludes, Golden Knights will have 2 games in hand on Nashville. But they lead Winnipeg right now by a score of 2-0 as well. Preds going to be without the services of Dante Fabbro, as he suffered an upper body injury over the weekend. They expect to be without him for 2 to 3 weeks. So he is a first-pairing defenseman, plays alongside Roman Josi. So could be a big loss for the Predators as they head down the stretch here in the regular season. Florida Panthers, they're also going to be without a defenseman. Aaron Ekblad, he collided with Vladimir Tarasenko over the weekend. No timetable set for his return. He is going to be out multiple weeks. So a big, big loss for the Florida Panthers right now, who currently sit atop the Eastern Conference with 94 points, looking to win a President's Trophy for the second time in 3 years. Not so sure they want to go ahead and do that. I mean, we know what happened the last time they won the President's Trophy. It didn't end well, much as it didn't end well for the Boston Bruins, a team chasing them in the standings with 91 points. One of those two teams is going to end up being the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference, I suspect. Bruins not exactly lighting the world on fire either. They're 4-2-4 in their last 10 games, including losing their last time out to those aforementioned St. Louis Blues. So going to be real interesting in the Eastern Conference as we head down to the final couple of games here in the NHL regular season. As it would stand, Florida would be the number one seed. The New York Rangers would be the number two seed. Boston Bruins would end up being the three. I know it doesn't work like that, but they currently have the second most points in the East. But the Rangers, of course, would have the advantage being in the other division. On the Western side, Vancouver, they currently lead Dallas by 2 points in the overall standings in the Western Conference. Bobby McMahon has signed an extension with the Toronto Maple Leafs, a 2-year deal for McMahon, a youngster, $2.7 million over the course of 2 seasons. McMahon, 27, has 18 points in 40 games this season, 10 goals and 8 assists. He made his debut for the Leafs the 22-23 season, where he had one assist in 10 games. The Alberta native has 71 points with the Marlies of the American Hockey League in 118 career games. He was undrafted out of Colgate. He originally joined the Maple Leafs as a free agent in April of 2020. And UNLV, Skating Rebels, they played for a national title last night. They dropped to Adrian College by a score of 3-0. Obviously didn't have an opportunity to watch the game myself, but they outshot Adrian 41-29 in that one. It was Matteo DiGiulio with two goals for Adrian College, both coming in the third period. One of those, an empty net goal. Just too much for Vegas to overcome, giving up those two goals. One in the second, one in the third. Adrian College wins the national title, defeating the UNLV Skating Rebels. A tremendous, tremendous season. Tremendous strides for the UNLV men's hockey program. Game was played in Maryland Heights, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis. Golden Knights back in action tomorrow against those aforementioned Calgary Flames. And it's going to be a big one. 6 o'clock puck drop in that one. 5 o'clock pregame. Hopefully Ryan Wallace will be back. If not, it'll be myself. But a big, big game taking place in the Western Conference tonight as well. 7:30 puck drop in Vancouver sees the Colorado Avalanche traveling to the Pacific Northwest to take on those Vancouver Canucks. Both teams loaded with star players, both hoping to make long playoff runs. Potential preview of a Western Conference final, although I do think the Golden Knights will have something to say about that before we get there. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves in that one, but that a 7:30 puck drop in Vancouver, I should say. Canucks, as I mentioned, 91 points on the season. That's going to do it for one-timers, brought to you by the Paul Paddle Law Firm. It's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. Catching up with Chapman on the other side of the break.
When the guy wouldn't stop talking, we had no choice but to give him his own segment. It's time for Catching Up with Chapman.
All right, I feel like always weird when we do Catching Up with Chapman, because it's me talking to myself, when generally it's Catching Up with Chapman, it's Darren and Ryan talking for 2 hours, and then I get these 3 minutes at the end of the show. So always kind of awkward. It's one of those really strange. It was odd yesterday, and I wanted to do Catching Up with Lindsay, but I didn't want to throw it on her. But today it's really strange because I've spent 90 minutes basically talking to myself, with the exception of when Jesus Lopez and Ashley Watkins jumped on with us. But I want to talk about Brady McNabb and the season he's having. And, you know, we mentioned it in the first segment about Braden having a career year points-wise. He's only 3 points off his career high, which was set as a rookie with the LA Kings when he had 24 points. He had 2 goals and 22 assists in 71 games. Well, right now, McNabb, 3 goals and 18 assists, 21 points for the Golden Knights. He's plus 17 on the year, which is pretty incredible for a guy who plays as much as Braden McNabb does. But what I also want to point out here about McNabb, and it's not being talked about enough, and maybe next time I talk to Darren, we will talk about it enough, but Braden McNabb is on trajectory to have a career low in penalty minutes. He's at 26 minutes so far on the season, and when you look at the most, or the least, I should say, penalty minutes he's had in a full season, it was 2019-20. In 71 games, he had 40 penalty minutes. 2015-16, he had 92. So he's a guy who's improved offensively, also improved in terms of staying out of the penalty box, because he is so valuable for the Golden Knights on the penalty kill. And McNabb, a guy who, having maybe his best season in the NHL, which is saying something because the guy is a tremendous player. He is on the other side of 30, but I think one of those guys who slides under the radar year in, year out, because, I mean, let's be honest, he's not flashy offensively, like Shea Theodore and Alex Petrangelo are, and now Noah Hanifin. But he's about as defensively sound as they come. And yeah, it's great that he's putting puck in the net and he's got a lot of points, but I think it's more impressive that he's cut down tremendously on his penalty minutes for the season. We'll see how it ends with 17 games to go. McNabb also incredibly tough and durable. Doesn't miss a lot of time, which is really, really important for a guy of his caliber and what he means to this Golden Knights team. Also want to say good luck to the UNLV men's basketball team. They tip off tomorrow at 2:30. You can hear it on our sister station, ESPN Radio Las Vegas. They are taking on the San Diego State Aztecs in the Mountain West Conference Tournament, a team that's always a threat to win that Mountain West Conference Tournament. But, boy, Rebels with a huge, huge task ahead of them. And look, if they win tomorrow, they could end up winning the entire Mountain West Conference Tournament, which would be tremendous because it would mean an automatic bid to the NCAA Tournament for Kevin Kruger, guy I really like, a guy I wasn't too much older than when he was playing at UNLV, and a guy I got to know a little bit when he made that run to the Sweet 16 when his father, Lon, was coaching the men's basketball team at UNLV. So hopefully, me as an alum, and for all of you who might not be huge fans of the Rebel program, if you have the chance to get out there and support them tomorrow, go do that. If not, listen to it on our sister station, ESPN Radio 100.9 FM, here in another member of the Lotus Broadcasting family. Want to give a big, big thanks to Jesus Lopez. He jumped on. I was searching for him all day. I was already down here. He's like, hey, buddy, I heard you were looking for me. So he jumped on short notice. Want to thank him for jumping on. Want to thank Ashley Watkins for tremendous stuff and really interesting story with Braylon Edwards. And, of course, big shout-out to Darren Millard, slowly making his way back to his seat here on the VGK Insider Show. For all of them and for Vanessa down here at the Golden Circle, she's going to go home. She's going to grab some food on the way out and go home and watch Chivas hopefully take out Club America. Hopefully I don't offend anyone when I say that. So thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, VGK Insider Show. Remember, 5 o'clock pregame show as the team takes on the Calgary Flames. Chris Chapman signing off. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.